Hello everyone, I'm Changwoomin from Georgia Tech. Today I'm going to talk about how application can easily and effectively achieve application level crash consistency using a new storage primitive, Atomic Write for the multiple page data pages provided by Transactional Flash Storage. This is a joint work with Woonak Kang, Professor Taesu Kim, Professor Sangwon Lee, and Professor Young Igom. Preserving application data consistent is the one of the essential role of any computer system. In many applications, application data corruption could result in serious consequence. For example, let's suppose that if you drop your phone and your battery is pulled off, and such power off could result in the data corruption in the mobile database, which is towards the internal state of the mobile phone. And because of the data corruption, it makes your mobile phone hang while the next rebooting. And this kind of data corruption happens at a bank account database, it could result in huge financial loss. But unfortunately, random failures, which incurs the application data corruption, can happen in various reasons, including power outage, hardware and software errors. So let me give you a more concrete example. In this example, application tried to insert record in two different database files atomically. The intention of the application looks quite simple. Its file system level behavior is a bit more complicated. First, in order to increase the database file size, file system need to allocate a new disk block, and the file system maintain a free block bitmap to mark whether which block is allocated or not. And then, fills the data block with the user data and set the location of the data block in the block map in the inode. And then this process also needs to be done for the second database file. And if the random failure happens in the middle of this process, it could result in the partial data update of the application data or file system metadata. And such partial update could result in data corruption. So in order to achieve crash consistency and prevent such data corruption, most applications, including SQLite, which is the popular mobile database, relying on the logging technique. The idea of logging is quite simple. Write log first before write data in place, but its implementation is quite complicated and inefficient. First, we have to maintain three log files. In this particular example, SQLite maintains three log files for each database and another master journal file, which describes the list of database files involved in the atomic update. And basically, logging is a redundant write technique, so every update at least needs to be written at least twice. And to guarantee the crash recovery, the log data written before the writing data in place, and such ordering and durability is typically enforced by fsync system call, which generate issues the disk cache flush operation. So this simple two line of the code actually implemented these 24 lines of code in SQLite, and among the 24 lines of code, only two lines are related to the database update, and all the rest are about the writing the log and enforcing the ordering. So as you can easily guess, its performance overhead is quite huge. So actually what application wants to do is updating two database pages atomically. In the SQLite journaling, generated three additional disk writes to maintain three journal files. And surprisingly, if you run this code on the EXT4 in an ordered mode, the file system journaling overhead metadata update overhead is over 33 pages. So write application, meaning the redundant disk write per single data page write, is over 19 times. In addition to this additional disk write, a logging technique actually generates a lot of disk flush operation, which is known as a notorious slow. So many previous work tried to hide or reduce the number of disk cache flush operations. So in this particular example, the 11 fsync call and EXT4 file system journaling generate 12.7 disk cache flush operation on average. So the current software stack for the crash consistency is complex and redundant. So in this world, we'd like to solve this problem, especially using the atomic update of multi-pages provided by transactional flash. Before explaining our proposed mechanism in detail, let me briefly explain the transactional flash. As you all know, NAND flash memory does not support in-place update. So all NAND flash-based SSD adopt a sort of log structured write scheme. So new write is written in a new place, and then after the write, the mapping table between the logical block address to the physical block address is updated. The idea of transactional flash is providing the multiple atomic page write by minimally extending the log structured writing scheme of the NAND flash-based SSD. So the every write is associated with the transaction ID, and the update of the mapping table is deferred until the upper layer issues the commit command, and after processing the commit command, transactional flash atomically updates the older mapping tables at the same time. So the atomic update at the transactional flash is quite efficient and effective. So this kind of mechanism can be implemented at the SSD formula level or can be efficiently emulated at the Linux block layer. So our solution for the crash consistency is CFS, a new file system using transactional flash. So we'd like to simplify application crash consistency using transactional flash and its atomic write operation. In CFS, application developer does not need to write complicated journaling mechanism. So instead of that, application developer can simply describe the beginning and end of the code region where the file system operation needs to be atomic. So because application does not need to write the complicated journaling operation, comparing to the original version running on the EXT4, CFS enabled application can significantly reduce the number of disk write and disk flush operation. So in this particular example, the number of performance improvement is about 17 times. So in the rest of the talk, I will explain our design in detail and briefly introduce our evaluation result and finally conclude. Traditionally, file system is built on top of the block storage, which provide the block read and write operation, and the file system implement their own journaling scheme to protect their metadata, and applications such as database or key value store implement their own journaling on top of the file system to protect application data. In contrast, CFS is built on top of the transactional flash, which provides atomic write operation, and CFS's metadata consistency is basically achieved by using the atomic write operation. And additionally, CFS provides additional system calls such as CFS begin, CFS commit, and CFS abort to describe the atomic code region, and applications relying on this CFS API can achieve the crash consistency without implementing journaling or logging. So the idea of CFS is removing redundant journaling with new primitive atomic write provided by transactional flash. In order to realize this architecture, there are several technical challenges. I will explain one by one. Since CFS is built on top of the transactional flash, the first thing that we have to decide is what set of the pages needed to be atomically updated. We call that set of the pages as an atomic propagation group. Let's go back to the previous example. In this example, it is quite obvious that these two data pages need to be atomically updated. And in order to ensure the file system metadata consistency, all the relevant file system metadata also need to be atomically updated. So in this particular example, 6 pages, including 4 file system metadata pages, need to be atomically updated using the atomic write operation. This is easy, and let's move on to the more complicated example. running, two applications are running, and the first application finished the write operation, and before performing the commit operation, let's suppose that the other operation tried to append the data in the DB3 file. And let's suppose that the bitmap for the DB3 file located in the bitmap, free block bitmap in the DB2. If it happens, the result of the modification will be like this. And if you look at the second free block bitmap, the data bitmap for the DB3 is located in the second free block bitmap. And if the first application performs the commit operation, CFS will find the atomic propagation group and then make them persistent. And at this moment, let's suppose that the sudden power outage happens. And if that is the case, the changes for database 3 will be lost. And at the next rebooting, file system checker will found there are something wrong in the second free block bitmap. Because of the sudden power failure, the changes for the database 3 is not written to the disk, but its corresponding free block bitmap located block for the database 3 is being used. So the root cause of this problem is the metadata changes for two independent applications happen to be in the same metadata page. We call this problem as a fault sharing of the metadata page. So this kind of fault sharing could result in file system metadata corruption. So in order to solve file system metadata metadata fault sharing problem, we propose in-memory metadata logging technique. For every in-memory metadata change, CFS maintains an operational log. For this particular example of allocating a disk block, CFS will capture the toggle bit operation on the free block bitmap and the subtract operation for the free block count. In order to selectively propagate only relevant changes of committing applications to the storage, CFS maintains two versions of in-memory metadata. First one is memory version, and the other one is storage version. Memory version represents ongoing modification of metadata, and storage version represents a committed version and used for the storage I/O. And at the commit operation, CFS performs a redoing the collected operational log for the committing application to the storage version, and the updated storage version is written to the disk. At the abort operation, CFS performs undo operation for the collected operational log for the aborting application to revert back each change from the memory version. So in this example, CFS will capture the toggle bit operation on the free block bitmap for the two application, and the application one tried to perform the commit operation. CFS will redo the collected log for the application one, and the updated storage version will be written to the disk. So bitmap for the database 3 in the memory version is not written to the disk. And in some reason, application 2 decide to abort its changes. It will revert its changes on the memory version. So by using the in-memory metadata logging, CFS can selectively propagate metadata change of committing application so that CFS can effectively prevent the fault sharing of the metadata problem. So another interesting topic regarding related to the consistency is isolation or concurrence control problem. Let me give you an example. In this example, application tried to update the value in a file from 100 to 200. And before performing the commit operation, let's suppose that another application tried to read that value. If that is the case, what value should be either 100 or 200? Actually, it depends on application semantics. For example, let me give you a more concrete example. If the value is deposit of bank account and the data is stored in the SQL database, it should be 200. It must be 200. In contrast, The value is number of like of SNS account, and the data is stored under NoSQL key value store. It can be either of 100 or 200. In other words, isolation and crash consistency are orthogonal problem. Even the SQL standard defines four different isolation levels so that the database administrator can configure proper isolation level based on the application requirement. Because of this reason, CFS does not provide its own concurrency control mechanism. So if needed, application developer need use implement their own concurrency control mechanism using existing synchronization primitive. And CFS also supports legacy applications without any modification. And to this end, CFS internally maintains a system-wide atomic propagation group. So every update from the legacy applications automatically belongs to the system-wide atomic propagation group. And that propagation group is automatically committed by sync or phase flush operation. Let's move on to the evaluation. We implement the CFS by modifying the EX4 on the Linux operating system. We modify in order to capture the operation log of EXT4. We modified about 182 places. For the transactional flash, we use the OpenSSD development board and implement the XFTL transactional flash mechanism, which is our previous work. And we port 5 real-world applications, ranging from text editor to the database. And for the 3 performance critical applications, including SQLite, MariaDB, and Kyoto Cabinet, we measure the performance of 3 performance critical applications using 6 different workloads. Our porting experience shows that CFS is easy to use. We modify only about 300 lines of code out of 3.5 million lines. Let me briefly show our performance numbers. This is the result of the SQLite, and we ran the SQL trace collected from the Facebook applications running on a Android smartphone. As we expected, the number of disks comparing to the original SQLite running on the EXT4 ordered mode, the CFS version of the SQLite significantly reduced the disk write and disk flush operations, and can improve the performance significantly. This is the performance number of MariaDB. We ran the Rink benchmark, which is a large social graph database developed by Facebook. And similar to the previous one, SQLite, the number of disk write is almost half. And interestingly, the disk flush operation is significantly reduced. So its total performance improvement is over 2 times. This is the result of the Kyoto Cabinet, the key value store. We use the DB bench. It is a kind of a standard micro benchmark for the key value store. And its write amplification is reduced more than half. And this flush operation is reduced almost by 1/3. So its total performance improvement is about 5 times. So let me conclude this talk. First, I'd like to mention that current mechanisms for crash consistency is complex, slow, and error-prone. In order to solve this problem, we propose the CFS, a new file system, which simplifies the application crash consistency using atomic multi-page write operation provided by transactional flash. And our evaluation result shows that CFS performance is very fast by virtue of REST disk write and REST disk flush operation. This is the end of my talk. Thank you very much. I'll take your questions.
Austin Clements, Google. If I understand correctly, your commit operation is both, you know, the end of the atomic block and make this operation durable, or make the atomic block durable. Is that correct? I'm curious why. So you've already argued for separating isolation out from crash consistency. Can you also, like, would there be benefits to also separating out atomicity from durability? So you could have a whole bunch of atomic blocks where you say, I don't really care at what point in this they're durable until, say, now. Okay, now I really care, like I'm about to go back to the user or talk over the network or something. I'm just curious if you have any thoughts on further separating out these concerns.
Yeah, actually, that's a very good point. And actually, this is our current implementation, and separating the ordering and the durability can be other further optimization.
Thank you.
Questions. Have you tried injecting lots of different crashes at different points? Make sure your mechanism is robust.
Actually, there are some detailed description under our crash consistency test. Actually, what we did is while running the MariaDB using the link benchmark, we turned off the whole systems and checked if the file system and database data is not corrupted or not.
So let's take one more.
In your evaluation section, you talked about how you only modified like 307, or some small percentage of...
Yeah, about 300 lines.
Yeah, so like, did you basically replace all the file system operations with, did you wrap all the file system operations, or did you selectively...
Basically, the way we are porting is, for example, in case of the SQLite, we turned off the existing SQLite journaling mode and wrap the file system modification operations using the CFS begin and commit. Actually, that's only what we did. Okay. So because of that, the number of modified lines is quite small.
So all the file system writes,
yep.
Though.
Right, let's thank the speaker one more time.